The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you've not been following the news today, all over America, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters are blocking traffic. Major bridges, major airports, all across America. Now, why now? Why today? Well, Iran attacked Israel over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday. Iran sent over 300 missiles against Israel. Well, wait. Why then are there anti-Israel protests? Because they're radical Muslim terrorist supporters. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the program. We've got a problem, folks. And maybe this is what it's going to take. Thousands of people are being inconvenienced today. The Golden Gate Bridge has been blocked most of the day. Do you realize how many thousands of people are dependent upon the Golden Gate Bridge to get to work? You realize how many ambulances need to get across the Golden Gate Bridge to get treatment for people that are sick or maybe even dying? The Brooklyn Bridge has been closed down. Much of the Chicago O'Hare Airport has been blocked. I've seen video of people blocks away from Chicago O'Hare Airport who had to get out of their vehicle with their luggage and walk to the airport or miss their flight. Again, I am not a sensationalist. Far, far, far from it. But we got a problem. We have watched radical Muslims take over huge portions of France, Germany. We have seen what has happened in France with the radical Muslims. It's no longer happening there. It's happening here. Joe Biden is afraid to do anything about it. Why? Because he needs their vote. Well, Bob, they're the ones that are calling him Genocide Joe. I know. But if it's between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, even as radical as these people are, they're going to vote for Joe Biden. They're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Plus, many in the far left of the American Democrat Party are sympathizers with these people. We have many elected representatives in the House of Representatives and the Senate who hate Israel, who are sympathetic to terrorists. It is true. Representative Tlaib of Dearborn, Michigan, was asked, "Do you condemn those who are shouting death to America, death to Israel?" She refused to answer. She refused to condemn those who are advocating the death of America, the overthrowing of our government. Think of that. Elected representatives in our Congress refusing to condemn those that are calling for the overthrow of our government. Um, And the only way the Biden administration is going to do anything about it is if the public begins to rise up. If thousands and thousands and thousands of people are inconvenienced by these radicals taking over our bridges, our airports, our highways, if enough thousands of Americans are inconvenienced enough, maybe people will begin to wake up as to the danger of radical Islam here in America. Not all Muslims are radicals. Not all Muslims are dangerous. Not all Muslims are violent. But there is a very large percentage that are. And if local police, state government, and even the federal government does not act decisively quickly, these protests are going to explode across America. Let me repeat it again. I have said from the very beginning, what happened on January 6th was wrong. It was a riot, and it was wrong. And we can debate all day, well, there were infiltrators from the FBI and Nancy Pelosi knew this. And okay, who knows? Maybe all of that's true. It is still true that the riot at the Capitol building on January 6th was wrong. But the Democrats want us to believe that what happened on January 6th almost toppled our entire government, which is ludicrous. That's just dumb. Our government was not in any danger on January 6th. None whatsoever. However, when you see multiplied thousands of radicals who support terrorism in the streets of America, that is dangerous. And it's going to have to be dealt with, and it's going to have to be dealt with decisively. Well, Bob, you can't just lock them all up. Well, they've certainly locked up a whole lot of the people that were involved in January 6th. And for some of them, they locked them up and threw away the key. I'm not an expert on anything. I'm not an expert on how to deal with these issues. All I know is, this is really getting out of hand. And you would think of all times for the protests against Israel to go away after Israel was blatantly attacked by Iran. Exactly the opposite has happened. It has empowered the radicals who hate Israel, who hate Jews, who want Israel destroyed, who want Jews dead. That's what these people want. They want Israel destroyed. They want Jews dead. And the attack on Israel by Iran has done nothing but empower them, embolden them. President Biden is going to have to take a very, very strong stand. Will he? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. He needs to call a press conference. He needs to call a nationwide press conference tonight and explain this will not be tolerated. We do not tolerate terrorism or those who support terrorism in America. This is not an issue of freedom of speech. This is an issue of national security, and we as a nation simply will not tolerate it. And then he needs to lay out decisive methods that will be taken in light of these continuing dangerous protests. When you're blocking major highways, blocking major airports, It's not just a peaceful demonstration in the street. Public safety is involved. And when the protesters are supporting terrorism, it's a whole different ballgame. So, President Biden, the world is watching. I hope he will respond. I doubt it. All right, we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Well, here is some breaking news. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care. That just makes me so mad. This is the Associated Press reporting this. It is not gender-affirming care. It is gender-denying care. Okay, well, let me read it to you, and then I'll explain what I mean. Quote, the Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. Well, that is good news. But learn a lesson if you haven't learned it already. When the liberal left says something, they mean exactly the opposite. If they propose legislation, they will give the legislation a name. The purpose of the legislation is the opposite of what they named it. And so, gender-affirming care. Whoa, 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 whoa. What does the liberal left call gender-affirming care? A boy who says he's a girl. Well, wait. That's not affirming the gender. That is denying the gender. That is a boy denying that he's a boy. So this transgender thing is gender-denying care. It is a girl denying that she's a girl. A boy denying that he's a boy. It's not gender-affirming. It's gender-denying. But if you can control the language, you control the debate. All right. Anyway, good news. The Supreme Court has said Idaho can enforce their bill protecting children from the abuse of the transgender industry. Good news. Good news, good news, good news. Speaking of that, Tennessee, the lawmakers down in Tennessee, the lawmakers down in Tennessee are proposing legislation that would criminalize adults who help children receive transgender care, in quotations, without their parents' knowledge and consent. Well, duh! If a person gives a... In a state where it is illegal to give a child a tattoo without parental consent, in a state where it is illegal to give a child a piercing, a body piercing, without parental consent, if an individual goes ahead and gives the child a tattoo without parental consent or a body piercing without parental consent, they can be prosecuted. Okay? common sense. So Tennessee is saying, you know, if you can prosecute someone for giving a tattoo or a body piercing or letting a 12-year-old go to a tanning bed without parental consent or giving a child alcohol without, well, even with parental consent. You mean to tell me that a person that helps a child receive treatment that could impact them for the rest of their life without parental consent? You mean to tell me they would not be prosecuted? Again, common sense. The Senate in Tennessee passed this 25-4. Why? Why would four lawmakers in Tennessee vote against this legislation? They really think that a 12-year-old should be given puberty blockers without even parental consent? It's just, it's outrageous. SB 2782 states that any adult who recruits, harbors, or transports a child for the purposes of getting them transgender-related medical procedures without their parents' knowledge and consent is guilty of a Class C felony that carries a prison sentence of 3 to 15 years. Boy, talk about common sense legislation. I can't believe it's not already illegal. Well, seriously, there are dozens of procedures that are illegal for minors without parental consent. Puberty blockers, hormone treatments, surgery is not illegal if someone tries to do that behind a parent's back. We are seeing an all-out war, folks, on parents. Government, schools, so many people believe that they know better for a child than the child's parents. So I would think that this will have no problem passing down in Tennessee. And of course, who knows whether the governor will sign it or will veto it like our governor did. All right. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I appreciate so much you giving me the opportunity of being your host. Have a great evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.